With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump visits a black church in Detroit. A pastor at the roundtable discussion at 180 Church on the city's west side said, quote, President Trump, I'm so humbled that you would be here. President Obama never came to the hood, so to speak, and President Biden only went to the big NAACP dinner, but he never came to the hood. So thank you, end quote. Michigan will be a battleground state in November's election. The U.S. military is relocating a temporary pier off the coast of Gaza for a second time due to rough seas. U.S. Central Command says the floating pier, which provides aid to Gaza, is being towed back to Israel to prevent any damage to the structure during the bad weather. The piers also come under fire by Hamas, and shipments leaving the pier are repeatedly hijacked by that terror group. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says if fighting breaks out between Israel and Hezbollah, Israel's response will be much faster and decisive than it's been towards Hamas in Gaza.
Our weak point is a war of attrition. It can't work. It can't win. And our weak point is a war that doesn't have a full trigger. And one of the issues I'm breaking up in Washington is, okay, what's the trigger? Is it one rocket on Haifa? Is it two rockets on Haifa?
Tell Salem Radio Network that once Hezbollah starts firing rockets, Israel will be forced to respond with overwhelming force as quickly as possible. Also at SRNnews.com, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Vladimir Putin could end the war in Ukraine today if he chooses.
Putin has illegally occupied sovereign Ukrainian territory. He is not in any position to dictate to Ukraine what they must do to bring about peace.
A 2,000-acre brush fire north of Los Angeles continues to grow and has led to evacuations. This is SRN News. Well, Biden and Trump voters disagree on key cultural issues, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
That seems like a given, but the Pew Research Center wanted to prove it, and it's just released a poll on the matter. Can a person change their gender? 59% of Biden supporters say yes, versus only 9% of Trump supporters. And just 19% of people who plan to vote for Biden think the country is better off when people prioritize marriage and children, versus 59% of Trump voters who believe that. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Ohio-based Christian nonprofit that organizes off-campus Bible classes for public school students has recently taken off in Indiana. The non-denominational LifeWise Academy says it tripled the number of programs it will run in Indiana starting this fall and has vastly increased its reach across all states. LifeWise programs will be available at over 520 locations in 23 states next school year. This is SRN News. Prices are on the rise for a popular source of vitamin D. Ron Taylor has more.
Orange juice prices have always been volatile and highly dependent on the weather, but the record high prices the world is seeing for OJ right now may be on the table for a while. An invasive pest that's been killing Florida's orange trees since 2005 is also spreading in Brazil, the world's largest orange juice exporter. Extreme weather is another factor. This year's orange harvest in Brazil is likely to be the worst in 36 years due to flooding and drought. A 12-ounce can of frozen orange juice concentrate costs 42% more in April than a year earlier. Ron Taylor reporting.
Celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay says he's lucky to be here after he crashed his bike earlier this week in Connecticut. He posted a video on social media where he urged followers to always wear a helmet, showing before and after pictures of his own helmet in tatters. More details at SRNnews.com.